T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ray, what do you know about the $5 million limit on fines? Where did it come from? When?
It's in the bylaws. I don't know when it came in, but it's, you know, it might have been upped over the years. But I saw that recently, that in the Constitution and bylaws of Major League Baseball, no team or owner can be fined more than $5 million. They would have to waive that, and I don't know what the vote would have to be, whether it's 2/3 or 3/4 or unanimous. You're not getting unanimous, no. And you're probably not getting 51%.
I tend to agree. I would be fascinated to know when that came in, or at least when it was $5 million, because by today's standards, $5 million seems like a particularly small place to set the limit for
a
fine.
It's a seventh-inning reliever.
By today's standards, it is preposterous to look at what the Houston Astros did and think, well, there's a well-run organization. They contacted, I'm sure, many PR firms and got all the advice in the world how to handle today's apology. And then they went out and stepped on their own cranks, almost word for word, man for man. Jim Crane, the owner, didn't even want to say the word cheating into a microphone today.
Well, listen, we don't endorse the actions that took place. We've apologized. You know, it's been tough on the team and tough on the city and tough on the nation. I don't disagree with that. But
the
only thing we can do is sit here and say we're sorry. We're going to move forward in a positive way. And you can count us to be a positive force in delivering that message.
May I ask, is it cheating?
Excuse me?
Do you use the word cheating? Was this cheating?
We broke the rules. And you can phrase that any way you want.
Jim Crane would then go on to say that even though they broke the rules, them breaking the rules had no impact on the outcomes of any of the games they were breaking the rules in. He actually says this, and then we'll tell you that he didn't actually say this.
Mr. Crane, what do you have to say to the Yankees and teams that you beat in 17?
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
In other words, screw you guys.
Yeah, screw off.
Jeff Passan, that didn't slip past him.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. Basically, you know, as the commissioner said in his report, he's not going to go backwards. It's hard to determine how it impacted the game, if it impacted the game, and that's where we're going to leave it.
Again, he admits to a pile of things that he does not know. But when asked specifically about, you know, do you think anyone was wearing a remote buzzer? Oh, then.
Definitely not.
He's the trash heap. He knows all.
Jim, are you confident your team didn't use any wearable devices or buzzers during the 2019 season?
The commissioner addressed that in the report, and I'm confident it's accurate. I've discussed it with the players, and they've assured me that nothing like that ever happened. There's no substance to that whatsoever. And I believe AJ made a comment last night and cleared that up. I truly believe there was no buzzers ever, and I don't even know where that came from.
Oh, you mean the guy that we don't trust enough to run the thing, basically, the guy who got fired says there's nothing more to see here. Do you believe him?
The guy who you fired after baseball suspended him for a year, and you could have kept him and brought him back after the year if he was such a trustworthy guy. But don't worry, he cleared that up. Also, just the notion of like, well, baseball didn't put anything about it in their report, so then I went and had a chat with the players, and turns out we did do that. Like, what? Come on, man. We're not idiots. And to the $5 million thing, I feel like this is particularly relevant. Jim Crane, whose lion voice you just heard, purchased the Astros in 2011 for $465 million, which is to say, in 2011, $5 million rent meant relatively little to Jim Crane.
Means even less now.
They are worth $1.775 billion now.
Right.
And a huge part of that is winning a World Series and going to another. That's how your revenue goes up. How do I know? Well, I'm looking at a chart of Astros revenue by year. They had six straight losing seasons where they couldn't get revenue up to $200 million.
Thank you, Jim.
Their first winning season, it jumped all the way to $270 million. That was 2015. Their next winning season, they're still in the 80s here of wins, $299 million. In 2017, they won the World Series, and it was $347 million, followed by $368 million the following year. You can measure the World Series having a huge effect on revenue, revenue which $5 million would have made up somewhere in the neighborhood of, let's see, 20% of something like 6%, 5% of 1 year's revenue.
$5 million is a player that you waive without thinking
that.
Twice about it.
I'm sorry. $5 million is way less than 5%.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I did that math utterly wrong.
That's what we do here on 95.7
yeah.
The Game.
Utterly $5 million is closer to like 2%. Of yearly revenue. It's an absolute farce.
Creative punishments, what should be done? If we cannot have the reasonable people in the room carry the day, let's let the unreasonable people in the room in. What should happen? This is Tim in Santa Clara. What is your punishment for the Astros, Tim?
Zoltan, I have a reasonable punishment, and I have a hyperbolically unreasonable punishment. May I say both?
Yes. Let's start with the reasonable punishment.
Right. So my reasonable punishment would be this. Say that we have a tiered, kind of like a taxation system to reimburse perhaps damaged parties involved with this whole scandal.
Determining who the damaged parties were feels like it's a next to impossible task, though.
Would a class action make sense?
I you'd have to ask a lawyer there, and I don't know who gets to jump in that clash action suit. Is it only players? Is it fans who feel slighted? Is it, I don't
know.
It's
hard to pin
are
that
other,
down.
Are other teams allowed to enjoy? Are the Dodgers, who Jim Crane's never heard of and wouldn't know how to contact,
well,
even
I
if
think,
he didn't?
I think the way class action works is you have to be able to form like a reasonable group. You know, a group that is somehow tied together.
Yeah, I've seen Aaron Brockovich.
And then
I
they have to be, right, they have to be aggrieved in a particular way, and it's hard to know what that group or grievance would be.
All right, Tim, what is your unreasonable, probably way too much punishment?
Okay, so my hyperbolically unreasonable punishment would be to equip all the fans who are near their dugout with durian-smelling fragrances. Non-toxic, mind you, and spray them whenever they are about to head out of the dugout. And that's all I got.
I feel like that's more punishment for the people around them, though. And I don't want to punish the nice people who go to the game only to be met with the stench of durian.
I'm just glad that somebody in 2020 is still thinking, stink bomb, stink bomb.
Are you guys familiar with durian?
So I am familiar that it's supposed to be so rancid smelling that it's not even allowed on public transit.
It's very popular in a number of places throughout Asia. And yeah, a lot of spots have rules about not bringing it on the train because it will stink up the whole car for an extended period of time.
Was it smell like foot?
It smells like
toe
garbage.
Jam? Toe jam?
Like garbage.
All right.
Like rancid garbage.
Yum.
It's really awful.
Sounds dandy.
I'll eat almost anything, and I couldn't taste it as like the local delicacy when offered.
You will eat almost anything.
I will eat almost anything.
So you're saying something.
I am saying something right now.
Hans Half Moon Bay, what's your antidote for the crime and punishment of the Houston Astros, Hans?
Hey, guys. Thanks for keeping this alive. I'm just glad we haven't let it go. 2 points. First, I don't believe that this is over. I think that the power of the people is unlimited. And if we wanted to, we could get on social media. We could band together. We could decide we don't want to go to games until you write this, and we could force it. That could happen. So my two my two changes are that I still want that trophy to go to the Dodgers. They deserve it. And two, I think you take half of the money that the Astros made, and you give it back to the Dodgers. And I think
Dodgers don't need more money. And they didn't win it. Here's the thing:
are you a Giants fan? Is he? Yeah. I would have loved to know if he's a Giants fan. He can't be, right?
No. Here's the thing. Here's how vacated titles works. Nobody gets it.
They're vacated.
That's it.
Vacant.
That's it.
No more.
Not even the NCAA be like, oh, they cheated. So the team, this is not Miss America. The runner-up does not fulfill the duties of the champion should the champion appear in Playboy like Vanessa Williams did, which, by the way, should not have knocked her out. It solidified the fact she was worthy of the crown. Anywho, Bob San Rafael, you're on 95.7 The Game.
There's a lot happened there.
There's a lot that happened. Dude, Vanessa was hot. What's up, Bob?
So I have three. Yeah, how you guys doing? I have three punishments, one more onerous than the next. Punishment number one, forfeit the first 10 to 15 games. So the Astros start out 0-10 or 0-15 and have to pay the revenues of the teams they would have played in the first 10 to 15 games. Punishment number two, you suspend each and every hitter that benefited, that is, pretty much the whole team. And when Major League Baseball screams, what are we going to do about players? That's why you have a farm system. And number three punishment, my favorite one of all, is that the 2020 Astros cease to exist. You take them off the board and suspend them for an entire year, in addition to which you take the statistics for every single player 2017 and erase them from their record. Lastly, guys, I'll say, as a criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor, I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how we can criminalize this thing, and I haven't come up with anything yet.
I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you very much for your call.
Keep working, Bob.
Yeah. If you come up with something, we'd love to hear from you first. 888-957-9570 is the number. Our lines are just exploding. People got creative ideas, want to know what the hell happened. Some more outrage from Jim Crane. Oh, sure. If you have not heard this, again, if you have not heard him basically say, it's our trophy, nanner, nanner, nanner. Here it is.
Hi, do you believe that the Astros should still retain the 2017 pennant, despite the way that the team cheated?
Listen, the commissioner made it clear that it wasn't going to go backwards. The championship would stay intact, and I agree with him.
Yeah, of course you agree with him. It's a nice little decision he made for you. What about the team that feels the most slighted, the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Do you feel a need to reach out specifically to the Dodgers in any kind of way?
I really don't have all of that information. I don't know that anybody does. And I don't feel it necessary to reach out to the Dodgers.
I don't know that anybody has that information.
Thank you, Jim.
I don't know. Should you apologize for what you did wrong? I don't know if anybody has that information. It's just amazing to me. This is amazing.
I'm not amazed at all, because this is sort of what I expected, only they exceeded themselves, as any great team will. I thought this was going to be a disaster. This is a disaster with oak leaf clusters. But amazing? No, because I've seen enough of these staged apologies to know that they have nothing to do with them. Contrition.
Ray refuses to be surprised by the corrupt nature of billionaires.
What I can't believe,
though, that's the thing I respect
is
about
that
Ray.
So welcome to 2020. If you don't know how to apologize for something that you did or do not do wrong, how are you even going to make it? Like, everyone is just so instant to cancel culture, shaming this person, that person, everything. Like, you better, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, you better know how to apologize in 2020, because the outrage du jour police are looking for things to be offended by. So whether you owe them an apology or not, you better figure it out.
If you have billions,
here's the thing: the billions shouldn't insulate you. It should make you even better at the apology, because I can hire people to tell me how to apologize, which the Astros did. And who the hell did they hire? Who did they hire to help get them through this moment? That's the worst PR firm in the world.
I was going to say, you know who definitely doesn't want that question answered?
the PR firm.
Whoever they hired.
Seriously.
Yeah. The thing is as long as you avoid a couple of third rails, you have over like 50 million. You really don't have to know how to apologize. And that's kind of the problem with our apology cancel culture at times is, we usually get apologies from the people who we don't care that much about because they're the people who were already nice in the first place and they probably just made a mistake. The people who serially violate morals and societal norms, they're never giving you a real apology. And if they're rich enough, no one's going to make them.
How about this? You want universal shaming and you don't want just one city enjoying the cabbaging of the Houston Astros?
Communism. Oh, sorry.
No, this is fantastic right here. Super Mario suggests
that we
put a metal detector right by basically where guys are in the hole.
You're going to have to take off your chains and earrings, folks.
Yeah, in the on-deck circle, you should have guys getting wanded like they're going through TSA before they're allowed to take an at-bat. That would be great.
That does seem whimsical.
Doesn't stop the trash can banging, but hey.
No, but I mean, you know.
Oh, shout out to the 408 texter who said they hired Steve Stout.
Nice job.
Connecting sports and stories across the landscape.
That's a multiple day listener.
That's right.
Thank you, sir.
Great job.
Or madam. Patrick Vacaville. What's your punishment, Patrick?
Yeah, hey, great. So I thought of another one while I was holding, but my main one is when when Houston goes to LA for the first time, have them line up like they do during the World Series, each team on their respective baselines, and have every single Astro player have their rings available, and they have to, and then to just stand there with their rings and have every Dodger player go in front of each Astro player and put a little bag in front of them and have them put the rings in those bags, you know, like a little jewelry bag or something. So they got to forfeit their rings in L.A., okay, shame them to death, and then they ought to change their names officially this year. They ought to change their names from the Houston Astros to the Houston Cheaters, and every time they're announced that they are the Houston Cheaters.
But Houston Asterix would be even better, wouldn't it? Houston Asterix, that'd be good. How about, look, you're confiscating the rings. I'll take it a step further. You should confiscate all the rings in a bag or a tube sock, and then you should be able to beat Jim Crane about the head, like with a sock full of nickels or a poop sock, except it's full of rings, which is probably a really good way to knock all the teeth out of his head.
Have Leslie Nielsen ump every Astros game so he can frisk every Astros batter.
Oh, you mean Enrique Palazzo? Enrique Palazzo, the home plate umpire, would be great.
Enrico, actually.
Is it Enrico Palazzo?
Right. He wasn't Hispanic. He was Italian.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I stopped short of felonies, so I think beating Jim Crane with a bag full of rings.
What's really odd is that you never normally stop short of felonies. You recommend running people over in traffic all the time.
No, but I think I'm a big believer in this level of shame because the one thing that didn't really happen in the PED scandals was the internet shaming. That came later. This is while they're playing and while they have to be public 162 days a year. And so I think creative ways of shaming that actually don't involve beating an old man to death.
Trastros?
Might way to go.
Trastros is pretty good.
Again, can I interest you in cabbaging?
And I also think that the best way to engage baseball fans is to let them figure out their own individual punishments. If somebody wants to come to the game with a cabbage, let fly. You know, you get one free one. but it shouldn't be mandated. I believe that creativity should rule the day.
Surprise cabbage. Jim, San Jose, thank you for the call. Jim, what do you got?
Well, I know people want to take everything away, but we can't do that. That's realistically, we can't do that. We got to look forward. My thought is to have the Astros forfeit a whole 2020 season. They go 0-162. Everybody that was scheduled to play them gets a win. All 25 players that were involved on that team are banned for the year. If they've got traded or on another team, they can't play. If somebody joined the Astros after the fact, they get to go to another team to continue playing next year.
You're calling like full on everyone who signed up for a scholarship at Colorado should now be able to transfer to another school because the coach went to Michigan State.
I don't hate it.
Look, the full on diaspora of the Astros, I'm good with it. I really think that there should be an element of death penalty here.
I think where we both agree with Ray is that the only way to make any impact is to have a very significant punishment.
Right.
Now, Ray's significant punishment of choice is for the owner. And certainly I agree that would be the most effective. I also would be okay with fairly draconian punishments for players, coaches, etc., anyone who was involved.
Cabbaging.
Even if it's not necessarily that whichever player deserves it, if this is going to make it a lot less likely that this happens again, I'm okay with guys who participated suffering the consequences.
Text line says, are we 100% sure every single player and coach cheated? Because, you know, the guys that didn't deserve, that didn't do it, don't deserve. No, this was a team-wide. Here's the deal.
What, do you think even one guy just didn't listen to the trash can?
Even if you didn't do it, you knew about it. Nobody has any plausible deniability here.
Well, how about
with the
this?
Exception of owner Jim Crane, who doesn't even know where the clubhouse is. I mean, come on, wasn't even down there.
Let's say for the sake of argument, Justin Verlander, who got there, you know, at the trade deadline that year.
Right.
Let's say he didn't know about it. He still has a World Series ring because of it. Even if he had no idea, which I agree with you, everybody knew. But participation, knowledge, none of that matters. You have a World Series ring, at least in part, because this happened.
This is Scott in San Mateo. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, guys. So, listen, I think bans need to get handed out, but I came up with a better one. This is the fun idea. When they come to the Oakland Coliseum, grounds crew needs to round up all the critters living underneath the floorboards and just unleash them into the Astros locker room for the first time they come to the stadium. Be a great welcoming gift and a great way to start the 2020 campaign.
How about you just make sure that their dugout is the one that flows with Coliseum sewage this time, not the home dugout? That would be a good way to say welcome. Well, but you know, you did that when they were winning World Series and it didn't stop them.
Yeah, say it with cholera.
Greg. Green Bray. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, as far as punishment goes, I mean, it's getting a little silly here. I mean, I agree they need to be punished. They did what they did was wrong. But, I mean, you're making it sound like all of their success, everything, the World Series, the great player development, all the great seasons, all the great pitching, was all due to this stupid stealing signs. I mean, do you know how loud it is in that stadium when there's a tense moment? They can't hear that garbage can being hit. They couldn't do it on the road.
Then why'd they do it, Greg?
Right. No, but wait a minute. Wait, why'd they do it then? If you can't hear this garbage can being hit, and by the way, when Dave Cavill, president of the Oakland A's, sent an email to Major League Baseball, they had yet to graduate to the trash can. They were all clapping inside of the Astros dugout. Again, there's no more did it really help. You got to stop asking that question. It helped. It helped a lot.
We'll never know exactly how much, but it helped.
But right. Part of the punishment is that all the things that the caller said were true, but it all gets to be besmirched because they decided they needed the extra edge.
Yep.
That's part of the price you pay, that all those good things that are undeniably true about the Astros are now diminished because they chose to say, you know what? Having the best team wasn't enough for us. We need to not only do stuff that they used to do in the 1930s, but we need to weaponize it and use it in the 20-teens. And we need to use it all the time, indiscriminately, whenever we can do it. I mean, most of the time, teams they'd use it when they could, and then when they got caught, they stopped for a while. I mean, the Astros basically did this on a daily basis. And so, yeah, all the things they do that are undisputably great about them, that's part of the cost. Nobody will ever be able to say, there's no question that Alex Bregman is a Hall of Famer, because there always will be a question about that. That's a pretty huge cost, too.
It is. And, you know, not that one scandal equals another, but this is the life that Barry Bonds now lives. You know, it's like in The Natural. What do you really want out of your career, Roy? I just want him to say, there goes the greatest that ever was. Like, they would have said that about Bonds. But no one does. Because you do not know what was real, what was not, what was aided. And he never got the chance to turn around and say he was sorry because he negotiated himself and painted himself into a legal corner that made that unavailable to him. I do know this. Had it been made available to him, there's no way he could have screwed it up as much as the Astros did today. God, they suck at this. It's amazing.
But that's the part that does irk me, is we're not grading them anymore on the fact that they cheated. We're also throwing in, they had a terrible apology. I don't care about the apology. The fact is, the shame that attaches here is what they did, not what they failed to say. I don't think it's contrition that gets... If they had put on a great show today, would you feel any differently about what they did?
A touch, yeah. I mean, if I thought that there were an element of actual aw shucks to the moment, like we had a terrible statement uttered by Jose Altuve on the dais. And then afterwards, in a smaller scrum of reporters who maybe he's more comfortable with because they're on the beat and he sees them every day, he opened up in a much more personally contrite way than he did on the dais or any of his teammates have done anywhere. And in a way, I'm willing to give Jose Altuve a little bit more slack because of that than had he not had that moment. Like, that moment to me matters just a little. It doesn't make everything okay, but it lets me know that you're just not so insulated with your World Series rings and your cash that you really don't care about what anyone thinks about anything, period, and screw all of you. I'm here for your wallets.
Okay, that's fine. Everybody gets to have their own standard. For me, the deed is what's important. I mean, if they were really good at doing the tap dance, if they'd been taught by really good apology wranglers and they were no more sincere, but we wouldn't know it, then that means we're buying into the scam. To me, what you do in a situation like this, and how many are there, is what did you do? What did you do after you knew what you were doing was wrong? Those are facts. They're not illusions. They're not television productions. Tell me the facts and then deal with the facts.
888-957-9570. We got much more coming up, our final half hour, and I swear to God, I got to talk about how good I think Andrew Wiggins is before we get to the end of the show. I know, Lucas, you had a great idea for a game. We'll play that game tomorrow. And let me tell you, we're going to need that game tomorrow because tomorrow is my last show before a two-week vacation, and I'm going to go full Gary Radnich, mailed that in, El Postino broadcast tomorrow. Good luck to both Matt and Ray with that content because I'm putting my feet up. I'm just answering questions. So
why don't you just take the day? Well, why would you drive in here
down.
To do nothing?
I'm
when you
going
can do
to,
no-
and I'm going to do it right in front of you just to torture you with it. Damon Ratto and Kolsky.
So much.
Here on 95.7 The Game.
Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
Your calls about the Astros' crimes, we're taking those at 888-957-9570. We got still a half an hour remaining today, so let's get into it. I will be using some of it to focus on that Andrew Wiggins has showed up incredibly focused on the defensive side of the basketball, which is where so many questions lie. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But right now I got Travis and Manteca who wanted to talk about the crime, the punishment for the Houston Astros. This is Travis. Hello, man. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, so Crane's saying that he doesn't think that stealing signs impacted the wins. I say we challenge him on that. I think every home game in 2020, the announcer for the Astros has to announce to the away team what the next pitch is going to be. Let's see how their home record puts up to the 2017 home record.
And yeah, that's great,
not,
Travis.
That's not bad.
A texter had a nice little twist to that, which is if the pitcher tries to get clever and doesn't throw the pitch as specified, balk.
Ooh, automatic balking.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? No more. The Astros catchers aren't allowed to put down any signs anymore.
They just have to yell.
Fastball! Throw the curve!
Or the pitcher has to do the warm-up thing. You know, they have the signs with the glove of, like, fastball's coming, curveball's coming. They have to do that before they throw a real pitch.
I think I like that one best of all.
It's really good.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Here's what happens when you know what's coming.
Exactly. Hope you enjoy it.
Jim Crane, to tell you that, it just is. Doesn't impact the game.
Mr. Crane, what do you have to say to the Yankees and teams that you beat in 17?
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
I mean, there are a lot of good teams out there. Let's see how they do when they know what's coming. This is Gio in the city. Hello, Gio.
Hello, hello, hello. So for punishment, I mean, everyone's got a great idea. So I thought we have this for our fantasy football league where we vote for the punishment and we give ideas. I was thinking in regards to the public, it could be, you know, as a Giants fan, you know, yeah, sure, Giants fans. Or for, like, you know, the people that have paid money for season ticket holders to say, you know what, all right, vote for Houston Astros for to have as the back of their jerseys. Have, instead of saying, and now for the Houston Astros, and now for the Houston Astros. But anyways, put it to a vote, let the people vote, and whatever happens, let it happen. But the one caveat is, if there's any money involved, it should be from the purse of the Houston Astros. Like, and I'm not talking people that have, you know, traded to the Astros for this year, but the ones, obviously, that were involved of 2017.
Right, if you cashed a World Series winner, if you got a share of the World Series earnings, comes out of your pocket. I could see how the union would stand in the way of that, but thank you. We're looking for creative punishments. This is Steve in Danville. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. So I like the comparison to Bull Durham. You know, remember when Kevin Costner gave the guy the sign and he hit a home run? So I got a good laugh out of that. I think Ray's other idea is right. There's going to be public shaming. There's going to be, you know, chin music and some bench clearance. Let's just hope nobody gets hurt. But here's a realistic idea. It's not too creative, but it's real. You can't go 162 games and make them forfeit them all. That would benefit too many other teams. So here's what you do. You do like you do in other sports or some other sports. They get banned from the postseason for 1 or 2 years, let's say. They make them play competitive games, 162 games, but they get to the end, they're not considered for the playoffs. That would be realistic. And it could be done on top of the fines and lost draft picks they got.
Sure. How about, you know, if the Astros win the American League West, the second place team will automatically represent the American League West. And if third place is good enough to be a wild card qualifier at that point, they go. I don't know.
I mean, I still like the signs. I still like making the Astros
to verbally communicate signs between the battery.
With shouted signs. I think that's very much how we should go.
Steven in Oakland, what's your punishment, Steven?
Okay, so I'm old school. I say let them keep the title, asterisk it, like Roger Maris. Just give them that asterisk in the rule books forever so they have to see it every day, and then just beanball. Every team, Great American Roadshow, they just get
Steven, they're going to wear a lot of fastballs. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything to get them hit a few times.
Yeah, and I don't know what the Major League single season record is for bench clearing brawls, but I would imagine that Houston might drift into that lane at some point because they are going to be persona non grata all summer long, and it's going to be unrelenting. And the better they are, the more they'll be hated. The thing is, they're designed to be pretty damn good. Gerrit Cole, by the way, got out of there at the right time.
Yeah, he did.
Nice job. Now you can go to the Yankees, who had a very sophisticated sign stealing system in 2015. And that's the thing. It's not just Houston. It's not just Houston. And Ray, maybe the most salient thing that you said all day is other owners are looking at Jim Crane and listening to shows like ours make fun of Jim Crane for all of his ridiculous statements, and they do think they're but for the grace of God go high, because we do this too. We just weren't caught, and we didn't win a World Series, so we didn't get enough attention.
Or even if they're not caught with something, but they have to explain something unsavory about their organization. I mean, the fact is, Jim Crane not only handled this poorly, but he sort of revealed his arrogance, which is, baseball already said we're fine. Piss off. I mean, he didn't say the last part, but that's what he said. He said, you know what? We didn't cheat. You can't make me say it. You can't do anything to me. I'm sitting here as a duty dance, and then I'm going to move on, and I'm never going to look at any of you guys ever again.
Right. And I promise you, it won't happen again on my watch, even though my watch doesn't tell time.
What makes you so confident in saying this will not happen on my watch?
First of all, we'll have better controls in place. I think baseball will have better controls in place. As Dusty said, the technology got very close to the dugout. That could have been part of the reason. Listen, I don't go down to the locker room very often. I'm not involved in that operation. The people I put in charge of that operation, I'll make sure that I have someone that's accountable moving forward, and we'll be checking constantly, and we'll have controls in place to make sure it doesn't happen again. And again, if I'd have known about it, I'd have done something about it. But I'm not in the locker room. I'm not down in the dugout. So it was very difficult, and I didn't know about it until November, just like you guys. So that's where we'll leave it.
Notice how he stamped that. I didn't know till November.
Just like you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, because an owner in baseball should be only as well informed as the media guys in his market.
How about this? The A's owner knew before November. So did 10 other team owners whose teams submitted complaints about it. But I'm supposed to believe that Jim Crane was blissfully unaware? Somehow, that doesn't really play for me.
No, you're not supposed to believe it. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Here are a couple highlights from the text line. Jordan in Fairfield says when they show up in Oakland for the second series of the season, he's definitely going to make a sign asking the Astros not to steal it.
Nice.
That's strong.
Please don't steal my sign.
Don't steal my sign. I like that. I also like the 707 texter who suggested just take a pinky, just one knuckle, non-throwing hand. It's for stealing.
Oh, the full-on John Wick. This is how you get back into the circle of love. Chop your ring finger off.
I think of it as the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves, but same idea.
I just saw John Wick. By the way, I'm not sure John Wick is a great assassin or not, because all he does is shoot everyone at point-blank range.
He's real good at close killing.
Seriously, are you a good shot if you've never taken a shot 5 inches away from anyone's forehead? Ray?
Not since Monday.
Thank you. This is Carpenter calling from Pittsburgh. He wants to bring this back to the A's angle. What's up, Carpenter?
Yeah, I feel that A's went to the wild card last year. I feel they would have had a better chance to win in the West if the Astros didn't cheat. I feel that, you know, if they cheated in 2017, how come they could, you know, 2018, they cheated last year. And they only got busted because Mike Fiers came forward. But, you know, I figured the A's would have had a better chance to win in the West. And
of course they would have.
I figured the A's got cheated.
Yeah. I mean, the A's thought that they were being victimized so hard that they actually broke the omerta and contacted Rob Manfred. Dave Cavill wrote to Rob Manfred saying, something's up here. This dugout is clapping in unison at the most odd times during our pitchers' off-speed pitches, and it's happening over and over and over and over again. There's something maybe there. I don't know.
And they provided a service by telling you how little Rob Manfred is going to do unless forced to. I mean, that all this is very instructive in a lot of lying, duplicitous ways. And that's the trick here. We now know who Jim Crane is, if we didn't already. We kind of know, we certainly do know what Rob Manfred is. And we sort of know how baseball and most corporations handle problems like this, which is get this thing out of the way as quickly as possible. People will yell at you. It doesn't matter. You have the money and they don't. There's your lesson. Civics 101, kids. Take that to school tomorrow.
God. it's so sad how correct Uncle Ray is about all this. Keith in San Mateo. How are you, Keith?
Hey, Damon. How's it going?
We're beautiful.
Just a quick solution to visitors going to the Houston Astros Stadium. Just let them eat and drink for free just by showing an out-of-state ID.
I think you should be able to eat and drink for free almost anywhere you go. If you got an airplane to get there, you should at least get a sandwich out of it.
Did you pay for a ticket? Should be free food.
Rick, Castro Valley, what do you got, Rick?
Make the Astros play the entire season on the road.
Right, you can't be trusted near your own video room. Yeah, okay.
Nah, that's wrong, because the three World Series games they won in 2019 were all on the road.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They are indisputably a good team. The problem is they've now put all that into doubt. But they've done remarkable things, even if you take off 15% for knowing what the pitches are. And yet it's still not the most outrageous thing of the day.
What is the most outrageous thing of the day?
Zach Kassian of the Edmonton Oilers got mad after putting Eric Chermak into the boards from Tampa Bay. And when they fell on top of each other, Kassian, who's a bit of a thug anyway, decided to kick him with the bottom of his skate, meaning the blade part, in the chest. And the kicker is, while social media is incredibly outraged by this, there was a linesman standing 3 feet away looking right at it, didn't go to the referee and say, you got to do something about this.
What we have seen in this video is an action on the ice that is just can never be allowed at any level of hockey. This is even dirty pool for any minor league level. We know you're coming to just watch us brawl tonight. This wouldn't play well in the movie Slapshot.
This is illegal in every sport known to man except MMA.
Even MMA, they're not allowed weapons. So
no, that's true.
Kicking with a sharp blade would not be allowed.
Yeah, but you could kick. But
sure.
I failed to take into account the fact that he was carrying cutlery on the bottom of his shoe.
So who's about to be the most famous hockey player in the world? Who's the name of the guy?
Zach Kassian.
Zach Kassian.
So you'll see it tonight on SportsCenter.
Exactly.
It's a thing.
Hey, you're finally going to get a hockey highlight on ESPN.
This is one of those where you don't have to be a hockey expert to look at a guy kicking someone with a sharp blade and go, okay, something really serious needs to be done
right,
about this.
Right, and this isn't one of those, well, you know, you Americans don't understand hockey. No. I understand.
No, I was reading one of my Canadian pals who still believes that fighting is a good thing.
It is.
He just said, that's 25 minimum, or this game doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, when you make Canadians say, that's out of line, because they're the ones who are, well, I shouldn't say all of them. That's a generalization, but the people who are most strident about thinking that fighting is good tend to be Canadians. That said, in unison, they're screaming rest of the year, you know, ban him for life, cut off his foot. It's pretty draconian stuff. So we'll get to see a cool apology tomorrow.
Okay. Well, hopefully, here's the thing. I bet you the Canadians put a little bit more effort into it than the Houston Astros did today.
Well, the Canadians don't have to do anything. It's just Zach Kassian.
And even Zach Kassian, I bet, can muster more sincerity than the Astros did today.
I hope he's.
But I think it's a high bar because he has a history of suspensions.
Fair enough.
Sure. Sorry about that. See, that's what it would sound like.
I see what you did. Yeah.
About. Okay.
I got cleared by the league.
I
see what you're doing, eh?
I am going to talk about that other Canadian.
Yeah.
Named Andrew Wiggins right after we take a call from Wes in Napa. Final call of the day on the Astros. Wes, what do you got?
Well, what I got is I am a Dodger fan, and I don't like it, but that's how it goes, and I understand that. But you just played a little bit before that the owner said he was clear that he had no idea of it. But somebody had reported that there was emails sent from the league to the team to stop it. Was he not copied in on these emails? Is somebody lying here?
I don't know where that paper trail is, Wes. I haven't seen it.
I can answer Wes's question, though. He's lying. Jim Crane is lying. 100% lying.
Of course he is. Yeah.
Yeah. He absolutely knew.
And that's another added benefit to today, is Jim Crane is now exposed not only as a boob and a dithering boob, but a disingenuous dithering boob.
Yeah.
Which is the boob trifecta.
Yeah.
It sure is.
So, we had a third night of Andrew Wiggins last night. And now we have an NBA All-Star break. So it'll be a while before we see the Warriors or really anyone from the NBA. In game one, we saw that Wiggins assimilated in well with a group of just got here's, don't belong here's, and did the best I thought he could to look like a decent basketball player. In game two, we saw him have a really outstanding third quarter where he scored 14. He had 5 of 6 shooting from the quarter, 2 of 3 from downtown, and he can kind of fill it up. And then in game three, he decided to really fill it up. He had 27 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds last night. He also had 4 blocks. One of the things that I noticed from that box score is that the starting five who were out there with him almost play to the level of even in their plus minus, and then you see how the game was lost in bench moments and minutes and players. I don't want to be the first to tell you that Andrew Wiggins is going to be a cornerstone of another championship, but I do want to be the first to float this. I think he is the Golden State Warriors' second leading scorer next year. That's who I think Andrew Wiggins is going to be. I think Andrew Wiggins, who came to Oakland with defensive question marks hanging over him directly, has played, achieved, met, or excelled 2 of his defensive high watermarks in his career. I think I backed it. Help me, Matt. What is it again? A career high in blocks, and he tied his career high in steals?
That's exactly it.
Okay, because I had it backwards when I started bringing it up today, but he has already tied his career high in blocks and surpassed it in steals or whatever.
Now you flipped it back, but yes.
Damn it. But you understand what I'm saying. It's the Canadian conversion rate. I keep on getting it wrong.
We can do this. He has tied or exceeded his career high in both blocks and steals.
3 examples, he's already set 2 high water marks. I think that's a good sign. And oh, by the way, he might be the best pure slashing scorer this team has had since, I don't know, Baron Davis, Monte Ellis, because look, Curry, shooter. Clay, shooter. We're clearly not counting Kevin Durant here, because Durant is, you know, if we had to, if he is a, if Kevin Durant is in the solar system, he's Jupiter.
He's basically the best the Warriors have had at everything except shooting.
Right. Andrew Wiggins is going to be more important than any of these damn draft picks that a lot of people talk. Well, these draft picks are the reason why they did it. No, Andrew Wiggins is the reason why I did it. This guy is a baller waiting to happen, and he's now going to do it for the guy. The second leading. So Curry's getting 26 a night next year. Look for Wiggins to come in around 22, Clay in the 18 range.
I'm going
to
disagree, but not because I really think much less of Andrew Wiggins than you do right now in terms of how he fits. Just because I think he's going to be the guy who takes less shots. And look, he's not going to shoot 60% for a whole year. He might be more efficient than he's ever been before. He's not going to shoot at the level he has been to this point. So I think if he's down to 12 or 13 shots a game, the points may be 16 to 18, but the efficiency is going to be the best of his career. The defense is going to be the best of his career. He's going to pass the ball more than he has in his entire career. And I think the opinion of what Andrew Wiggins is as an NBA player will be night and day a year from today what it is right now.
If what you say is true, that will be true, because even the most strident critics that he has have said not that he's a ball hog or that he's incapable of learning, it's that he doesn't have a high motor. And I think that is the test, that when Curry is back and then when Thompson's back, let's see what his motor is on both ends of the floor when it's not his team. Because right now, this is essentially his team.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not ready to put a crown on his head. But what I will say is, after an extremely limited sample size, he has done nothing to discourage people who are Warrior fans.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair.
Wow. We almost agreed on something. Let's just end
We've
it right here.
We've agreed on things before. Don't be a candy pants.
Candy pants. Candy stripe pants? Go Indiana. Go Hoosiers. Thank you, Ray.
You're gonna go watch them
beat Iowa. I'll be at Monahan's in about 20 minutes if anybody needs me.
The only good news about that is for your wife, because it means you won't be home.
She already knew that. Thank you very much to Andy Dolich for coming in and hanging out with us today. Thanks to John Shambi. Thank you to Joe Spadoni and to Lucas for getting us up and on the air today. Great stuff. Ray, thank you. Matt, thank you. Houston Astros, F you. Sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
Thank you, Jim.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.